did slip, and you came on strong. Rhyming about a lover you could hold on that long. Looking for a hand you could call your own. How playing those games is just left to cold. So you whisper, please don't put the pieces down, and all your weapons too. You say you go down fast, or you go down slow. Then you leave me in the middle and you won't let go. How you can take it easy, you can make it hard. We can kiss it sleazy, it will be my star. Yeah, be my star. Talk about my walk like I'm moving for you. Deliver your lines, but I know the truth. You build me up and want me to fall. You shake me down, then walk with it all. So you whisper, please don't put the pieces down, and all your weapons too. So you whisper, please don't let your guard down, and put those claws to use. You say you go down fast, or you go down slow. Then you meet me in the middle and you won't let go. How you can take it easy, you can make it hard. We can kiss it sleazy if you'll be my star. Yeah, be my star. You say you go down fast, or you go down slow. Then you meet me in the middle and you won't let go. How you can take it easy, you can make it hard. We can kiss it sleazy if you'll be my star. Yeah, be my star.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and live in the studio right now we have Mr. Ryan Dillaha. Can you hear me, Ryan? Okay, cool. All right, so you got a good big show coming up tomorrow with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. All righty, no, it shouldn't be. Let me... Forgive me, that was my fault.
It's all right.
Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. As I was saying a second ago, you have a show coming up tomorrow at the Park Bar with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws.
Yep, tomorrow Park Bar, Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, and Ned Van Gogh from Nashville.
Okay.
Also playing tonight at the Gaelic League.
At the what?
At the Gaelic League.
Oh, the Gaelic League?
Yeah, it's a songwriter night, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Michelle Held are featured, and then also an open mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we get into a song then?
All right. Right on. There's a new one here called Safely Down. True story.
First met the jukebox, was playing cold November rain. I'd been roaming round this town and laughing through the pain. Drinks didn't cost as much that night, cause the bar asked me to sing. But you and your whiskey bottle eyes, you come swallowed everything. And I could be the one to save you, one to tell you everything's alright. I can be the one to hold you, lay you down safely every night. We're tattered at the edges, splitting at the seam. Sister tried to fix you up with a broken, busted dream. And all those little pieces scattered by the wind, picked them up and put them on back together. hit you like a left hook, girl. It hit me like a right. Spun you around the bar stool dance floor and kissed you there that night. If loving stands to reason, reason's worth the fight. Whisper in my left ear, girl, I'll sing it to your right. Whisper in my left ear, girl, I'll sing it to your right. I could be the one to save you, one to tell you everything's alright. And I can be the one to hold you, lay you down safely every night. And I can be the one to save you, one to tell you everything's alright. And I can be the one to hold you, lay you down safely every night. We first met, the jukebox was playing Cold November Rain.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ah, what was the name of that track, Ryan?
That's called Safely Down, brand new. Debuted here on WHFR.
Okay, so that's not on your newest release that came out a few weeks ago, or?
Nope, this is brand new. Oh. Right off the front porch, Scott.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, for our listeners who are not aware of it, what is the name of your new release?
The newest release, I have an EP called Awful Blue, but that was last summer. That's the latest thing. And then my band, Ryan Dillahay and the Miracle Men, we are about to go into the studio. We're actually going to Toronto. Not Toronto. My guitar player keeps insisting to me it's not Toronto. It's Mono, which is a little pastoral town outside of Toronto.
Okay.
And as a once citizen of Canada, he makes the distinction. We all just call it Toronto. But anyways, we're going to record in a studio in Mono, Ontario, in mid-November, and hopefully that'll be out by the spring. That's the, with the band. But I got basically two things I do. One is Ryan Dillahay and the Miracle Men, a rock and roll band, and we sing about drinking whiskey and dancing and having fun. And then I got the solo thing, where I sing about the consequences of drinking whiskey and having fun.
The aftermath. So I guess I'm confused. What was the, there was the release party at the Magic Bag just a few weeks ago, a couple months ago. What was that?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I kind of forgot. That was a single that we released on New Fortune Records with Kevin Pakla, buddy of ours who helped us out. And what happened was last summer, our bass player, not last summer, last winter, February 4th, our bass player passed away. Michael Millman was a good brother to a lot of us, well-known, well-respected bass player in the scene. We all miss him and love him dearly. Anyways, Mike had recorded three songs with the Miracle Men last summer when we went on tour. We did 17 cities in 3 weeks, and we had recorded a demo just to pass out along the road, you know. And after Mikey died, local drummer Scotty Stone actually planted the seed in my ear and said, you should really put that out officially. And so we released it. It was, at that point, not quite a year old, but it had been kind of released, but not locally. And so we put it on vinyl and put out a 45 single. That was the that's what we released then. Okay. So now with this configuration of the Miracle Men, we haven't recorded yet. So we're going to fix that in November.
Okay, and then sometime next year is when we can look forward to that. Huh?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now, Ryan?
Well, speaking of Awful Blue, I'll play that song. This is a title track off of an EP that I released last summer. It's got six songs on it, and it features some really beautiful string arrangements by Jason Charbonneau, my buddy who plays the cello, and Tony Krempa, who is the violinist on the CD. It's on iTunes. All the CDs are sold out, but you can get it digitally. And I think that the good people at Apple give me at least a dime or two off of that, so, you know, Apple needs money. They got more than the U.S. Treasury.
You got it.
They only buy U2's records. They ain't buying mine yet. All right, this one's called Awful Blue. It's about staying with people when they're sad.
soft across the hills. You're burning slowly, leaving smoke upon the fields. You're throwing sparks up at the sun like a blade upon the wheel. Just lay down and shut your eyes in the middle of your most uncertain dreams. I'll come wild and willing, I'll come bathed in brighter beams. And if you can't smile, then I'll remind you. Can't dance, I'll step for you. You can't hide, my heart will find you. Even when you're awful blue, I'll stay here, still in love with you. Ain't that like a lonesome night? Come sneaking up on you. Ain't that just like a radio? Ain't that awesome coming through? If love's a seed, that seed is sown. Soon enough, we'll be feeling stronger, feeling grown. And one more time, I'll take your hand with a love that's flesh and bone. And if you can't smile, then I'll remind you. If you can't dance, I'll step for you. You can't hide, my heart will find you. Even when you're awful blue, I'll stay here, still in love with you. I will stand the ground I'm on. I won't walk away, 'cause your heart like my own beats in syncopation, just can't stand to be alone. And if you can't smile, then I'll remind you. If you can't dance, I'll step for you. You can't hide, my heart will find you. Even when you're awful blue, I'll stay here, still in love with you.
That definitely sounds heartfelt there.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah. I won't ask you the personal parts of it, but something.
Well, they're all kind of in there.
You were there for somebody, it sounds like, or somebody was there for you,
yeah,
one of the
actually
other.
Both things.
Both?
Both things.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Everybody needs at least one person like that in their life.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. How long have you been at this, Ryan?
Well, I've been a listener and voracious consumer of music since I can remember. My dad had this really great vinyl record collection, and I was lucky enough to hear a lot of great music since I've had a conscious thought. But I didn't pick up the guitar until maybe roughly 20 years ago.
Okay.
I was working at a steel mill here in Dearborn. It used to be Rouge Steel, and then it was Severstal, I think, just up until maybe a few weeks ago. I don't know what the hell it is now, or what the heck it is now. But Yeah, I was, you know, working hard, a lot of hours, and picked up the guitar as kind of a catharsis, I suppose, something to release some things, and, you know, just took to it. Yeah, and it stuck.
That's great. I've been playing ever since.
And then it took a divorce to get me out there playing live. I was on the couch. Once she moved out and took the couch, I had to stand up and find a microphone.
And something to put in your hands, and that was a guitar, right?
There you go. Couldn't take that. Took the cat, though. Not taking my guitar.
Nah, you kept the best part. You kept the guitar.
Indeed.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I know you're a family man. I've, you know, seen some pictures and all that. You had a young daughter that just graduated?
Yeah, my daughter started at the University of Pittsburgh. Very proud of her. Mm. She's there now, started this fall semester. And my other daughter is a sophomore in high school, so they're getting up there. I'm losing hair as we speak right now.
It's all their fault,
grayer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you see it getting grayer here just while we're talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just mentioning them makes it turn gray.
They're great, though. Love them.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't trade them for the world,
not
I know.
Not, nope.
I'm the same way. I had a few myself.
Right on.
All right. What do you have for us now?
I'm going to play one. Speaking of the steel mill, here's one for my fellows over at the UAW Local 600. I wrote this about one of the worst jobs there is there for a millwright. They don't even have millwrights anymore. They came in and renamed the trades. I don't know what they call them now, but back when I was a millwright, there was a job at the hot mill called work rolls, and it was this greasy, dirty, changing bearings all day, all night, and there's, you know, hundreds of rolls at the hot mill, and they needed new bearings all the time, and it was a real pain to do. So anyways.
That's one of those things you never got the smell or the taste out of your...
I can smell it now. It's not that far away. In years and in space location, it's not that far away. But yeah, I know that this the signal of this radio station reaches the steel mill, so maybe somewhere in a break room. One of my old union brothers is listening. This one is for them. That's called Work Rolls.
I got my debts to settle, I got my nights to burn. I'm like a bubble on a level, just watching gearboxes turn. Been bending and breaking lately, spending all the time I sold. Midnight shift in the hot mill, watching how the work just rolls. And the work just rolls, and I'm feeling old, and my hands are swole. And the work just rolls. Busted up knuckles breaking from shadow boxing with my soul. I can't give when my giving's taken, and I can't stand the way the work just rolls. And the work just rolls, and I'm feeling old, and my hands are swole, and the work just rolls, and the work just rolls. Where the money goes, God only knows. Still the work just rolls. I had a trade not long ago, before they folded all the union cars. punch a clock, or that a clock could punch back hard. Still love this country sometimes, but I just can't understand why every time things get heavy, they always lean upon a working man. And the work just rolls, and I'm feeling old. And my time is stole, and the work just rolls, and the work just rolls. Where the money goes, God only knows. And still the work just rolls. How the work just rolls. Roll on, how the work just rolls. Roll on, how the work just rolls.
All right.
Thank you.
Song for the working man.
Indeed, there's power in a union, y'all.
Yeah.
Funny story about that song. I heard you playing the Beggars before I went on and it came on, and Steven is a good pal of mine, the lead singer there. And we were talking one time at a bar, and he said, "What mill did you work at?" I said, "Rouge Steel," and he was totally kidding around. He says, "Oh, you probably know my Uncle Harry," and like sarcastically, like there's no way you know him. And I was like, "Harry Walker?" And he goes, "Have we talked about this before? You messing with me?" And I go, "No, I learned like a lot about millwriting from him." And he's like, "No way." So we got Harry on the phone. It was the guy, I learned how to be a millwright from this guy. And I remember one of the first times he was showing me a job, his hand was so swollen up. His wedding ring looked like it would never come off in a million years, like one of those iron rings you put in a tree grows around it.
Right.
And in that song, the work just rolls and my hands are swole.
Okay.
Like directly from Stephen Tuthill's Uncle Harry Walker.
Interesting.
Small world, right?
Yes, it is, definitely. And I don't think he'd get rid of that ring for all the money in the world.
No,
anyway.
Nope. I don't think he could take it off if he wanted to.
No, he's stuck for life.
There you go.
Poor
it's a
you.
Metaphor.
Poor
metaphor, Scott.
I know. Oh, that's wonderful. So, what were some of the artists that really got you going when you were growing up listening to your father's collection?
You know, I remember the very first time I felt I had what I would now call a religious kind of experience, an epiphany of sorts, was Stevie Wonder for once in my life. I remember listening to it on my dad's record player and just being like, you know, some joy that I couldn't place and I didn't know where it came from.
Hmm.
And just thought of that too. I just got Stevie Wonder tickets for, he's on the tour performing Songs in the Key of Life.
In its entirety, right?
Yes, very excited about that.
Wow.
But yeah, early stuff, I certainly loved Motown when I was a kid. My dad had plenty of that. Mm-hmm. But my dad also, he was born in Hartsville, Tennessee, so I got to listen to a lot of cool old Southern stuff like Carter Family, and I remember listening to a lot of Marty Robbins, and of course, Usual Suspects like Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard. My dad had all that stuff, Johnny Cash. We listened to a lot of that. Loretta Lynn. I remember that Coal Miner's Daughter came out. We were all huddled around the TV like, you know, it was about us or something. my dad just had a real connection to the South, so got to listen to all that. And then he was super into doo-wop. And I sometimes in the Miracle Men, I guess Jason Portier is my lead guitarist, and he brings another kind of greasy rock and roll thing to it.
Uh-huh.
But when I write the songs, I guess it's fairly influenced by doo-wop hooks and choruses and, you know, singing about love and missing out on love or something like that. So I think doo-wop influenced me more than I really realize.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, the things I got into myself, certainly The Band is a huge influence, and Levon Helm singing and all the songwriting there. in the band, and Dylan and Neil Young and all the people that, you know, I think everyone who does what I do listen to. If they don't, well,
something's
wrong. They ain't doing it right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then contemporarily, I really got into Patti Griffin a lot when her first record came out, right when I started playing the guitar, I think, 94.
Okay.
I was just actually talking to Michelle Held about this the other day. She's the other spotlighted songwriter tonight at the Gaelic League, and we were both talking about how influential Patti Griffin's early songs were mm-hmm. to us. And I love Lucinda Williams, another huge favorite of mine. I know she's coming to town. Ryan Adams, who's coming to town. Steve Earle, who just came to town. It's a very hot moment for my musical tastes in live music around the city. I can't
You're
afford all
heaven.
The tickets. All the people that are coming, I can't afford to go see them.
You just have to get on the guest list. You're a celebrity.
Yeah,
what are you talking
I don't
about?
Know if I'm a celebrity, but I do. I do have some access to guest lists, so I'm working those angles.
So where exactly is this Gaelic League then?
Gaelic League is in Corktown on Michigan Avenue, just down from the old stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's my buddy John Freeman. Shout out to Dearborn's own son, John Freeman. Actually, I think he lives in Dearborn Heights. I'm not sure. But
close enough.
Yeah, I think of it. But anyways, he came up around here. And he grew up in the Gaelic League playing Irish music with his parents there. And he got me into, he actually got me my first shot of Jameson and my first paying gig on the guitar. Both things happened at the old Tipperary Pub on the service drive of Southfield there by Joy Road.
Okay.
Yeah, so Johnny's running he's been running a nice songwriter night at the Gaelic League, and it's gaining some steam. He's got great guests there.
Hmm.
I hope to not ruin that tradition this evening. And he has bookend guests, and then in the middle there's an open mic, so.
Okay. So is this like every Thursday?
Man, I wish I had more information about that. I don't think it's every Thursday. I think he does it once a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's once a month.
Yeah, we'll have to find out about that.
Yeah, yeah. Get Johnny in here if you haven't had him. He's great.
To perform?
Yeah, he's the lead singer of this band called the Codgers.
I've heard of them. I've not seen them yet, but
yeah,
I've heard of them.
They're great. They play the first Saturday of every month at the Gaelic League. It's always a blast. Lots of pint pounding on the bar. And Johnny is more than just pint pounding, though. He's really one of the best songwriters, I think, around. Really great poet. Beautiful songs.
I will have to check him out, definitely.
Yeah, check him out.
And you have a lot to thank him for.
I do indeed,
Jameson,
and a lot to be angry at him for, it turns out.
It's got to take the good with the bad. You know?
Yeah. And tomorrow night, we are at the Elizabeth Theater above the Park Bar in Detroit.
Upstairs, okay.
Yeah, and that's this Ned Van Gogh is a band from Nashville that's coming in. They've been coming to town, I guess, for 8 or 9 years and got a nice following here, and they're friends of Dupe. Don Dupree, who's a pal of ours and a pal of mine. And so we got on that bill. We're real excited about that. It's Ryan Dillahane and Miracle Men, Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, and Ned Van Gogh. That's going to be a blast.
Sounds like a great show to me.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What do you got for us now?
Let's see. Well, I got it. Let's play. Let's lighten it up a little bit here. Here's one I play with the Miracle Men. This is about, I came from downriver, I moved up to Ferndale, and I used to play more shows downriver. My best buddy and my drummer was from downriver, but he had to quit for some adult responsibilities, which I frown upon. I don't encourage you kids out there to grow up at all, if at all possible.
Yeah.
But anyway, since he left the band, I don't play downriver as much, but when I used to... One thing would lead to another. We'd have to let a little too much fun down there. And I was driving my, I had a 96 Grand Am with a tape deck. I had one tape. It was Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits. We'd either put that in or it'd be out and the radio would be on. And I was driving home one day from a gig in Wyandotte, Michigan, and back to Ferndale, and I wrote this song. It's called Hometown Hangovers.
Dodging potholes on a concrete highway, rolling with my window down. Breeze blows in and a cold down river, tape deck is rocking the sound. I set my last cigarette on fire, past the last one-way sign. I'm feeling last night in my brainstem center, trying to find the freeway line. Coming back home, ain't it awful lonesome, dog? home, ain't I wild and free? All of these hometown hangovers, they really take a toll on me. I ran into my first love in a bar, I remember. She laughed just like she used to do. I took her hand, took her to the dance floor, where she proved she'd learn a move or two. Tell me the truth, tell me lies, I don't care. Be whoever you wanna be. I done told you two or three lies already, so come and spend your life with me. Coming back home, ain't it awful lonesome, darling? Home, ain't I wild and free? All of these hometown hangovers, they really take a toll on me. Dodging potholes and I'm awful lonesome. She blew a kiss as I drove away. 'Cause hometown morning lights reveal the lies you told yesterday. Coming back home, ain't it awful lonesome, darling? Home, ain't I wild and free? And all of these hometown hangovers, they really take a toll on me. Coming back home, ain't it awful lonesome, dog? Home, ain't I wild and free? All of these hometown hangovers, they really take a toll on me. They really take a toll on me. They really take a toll on, girl, don't leave your coat on. Really take a toll on me.
All right. Hometown hangovers. Alrighty. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. For our listeners that are just tuning in, we have Ryan Dillaha in the studio doing live songs for us here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Okay.
Scott, I cannot hear you.
All right.
If you are addressing me.
Let's try it.
Hey, there you are.
Okay, cool. All right. I know that feeling. All of a sudden, all you see is lips moving. Like, what? What? What?
Yes. Sometimes my girlfriend's talking to me. That happens.
Well, I think you're the one that's tuning her out. You're like, I'm sorry, dear. What? I'm sorry, dear. What? But yeah, for those of us, for those listeners just tuning in, we have Ryan Dillaha live in the studio here at WHFR on Motor Live Drive at 5. He's doing a solo acoustic set for us. He's going to be doing, I imagine, same thing at the Gaelic League tonight.
Yes, sir.
On Michigan Avenue. That's, what, just a couple blocks from PJ's? Or?
Yeah, just down the way a little bit.
Okay. And then tomorrow, of course, you're going to be playing full band with the Miracle Men, and that's going to be a show at the Elizabeth Theater upstairs from the Park Bar. For those of you not familiar, that's like kind of kitty corner and behind the Fillmore, across from the stadiums.
Yep.
Right there in downtown Detroit. That's going to be a good show with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws. And is it Ned Van Gogh, you said?
Yeah, Ned Van Gogh.
Okay. From Nashville.
Yeah, right. Really cool band. They're a dirty, greasy country rock. Real cool. Going to be a fun night.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Yep. All right. Do you have any other shows on the pike by any chance? Or?
Yeah, but my brain is, you know what, we're hitting the road next weekend. We're real excited about that. We're playing Cincinnati, Lexington, Kentucky, and two shows in Nashville, and then coming back home. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That should be a good time. I got to spend some time in Nashville, just really briefly. It was like on a stop where I was like in between planes,
mm-hmm.
and I was just able to hang out downtown just for a moment there.
Yes.
And what really impressed me was it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. And just about every bar was already hopping with music.
Yeah, you gotta love that, huh?
Every one of them. You just walk by and bands just playing. And I'm like, wow, you know?
Yeah, that's one good thing they got going down there for sure.
We have to wait till like 9:30 or 10 o'clock for anything to get started.
And sometimes later, man, you play these. I get a lot of people, asking, when are you going to, a lot of our fans, like, when are you going to play a show where, you know, I'll be awake when you start playing. If you're the headliner, you know, you go on at 11:30 or something sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I've got to be in bed by then. I got to get up tomorrow morning.
Yep. Hey, my 82-year-old Aunt Marge comes to my shows at the Lager House. We hit the stage about 11:45, and she's rocking out the whole show. So
bless her heart.
I'll take no excuses.
No, if she can do it, the rest of us can do it, definitely.
Right on, right on.
All right. What do you got for us?
I was thinking about playing this one. Speaking of Nashville, you know, some of those bars there on Broadway, they're playing music, but maybe it's not the right kind of music sometimes. So, but there's a lot of songwriters I still love in Nashville playing that older stuff. One of them is Chris Knight, my buddy Paul Stelt, who's a real good guitar player and a performer singer. He's been laid up in his house for a while, I know, had some health issues, but he hit me to this Chris Knight CD called The Trailer Tapes, and it's like a demo. And this song is on it, and I've been playing it lately. I always loved it, and it's kind of, I think, apropos now with all the flooding we've had. I've been playing it around Ferndale and Detroit, sending it out to anyone who lost something in the basement because it's called Backwater Blues.
Okay.
Go like this.
The sun, it just rained for days. All this river rising and crying's washing us away. If we let go now, let our love drown. Baby, this cold just a little cold. Put your arms around me, baby, we'll find us a stepping stone. Hold on tight, dry land's inside. Baby, these backwater blues will be gone if we hold. Baby, I can't let you
dedicated to all those wonderful people that unfortunately had to suffer the big flood there.
Yes, that is to everyone who lost some stuff in the basement.
I learned the hard way a few years ago. I lost most of my record collection that way.
Ah, that's a drag.
Speaking of like your dad's vinyl, well, I had I had probably a good close to 300 records, most of them quite valuable, you know. Maybe not necessarily money-wise, but, you know, the type that you can't just run right out to the record store and replace, for sure.
Indeed, that is a drag, man.
Yeah.
Tis a drag.
But life goes on, I guess.
Indeed.
So, you're saying that you can get your music on the normal places, CD Baby and all that?
Yeah, there's some stuff left on CD Baby, I do believe, and Amazon, iTunes, all that kind of stuff. We have most people who like my tunes or the band's songs are probably my age, so they're still buying CDs. I've talked to friends and younger friends in the music scene. Man, nobody buys CDs anymore. I'm like, man, I just sold 1,000 on my last one. I don't know what you're doing. Of course, then we get vinyl pressed, and nobody buys those from us, but they sell out of vinyl. So it's funny now the younger generation buys more vinyl than people our age.
Yeah. It's like a generational thing.
Yeah, but I do like the fact that however many physical copies you buy, it's always available online. And I suppose if you get in a position to get rich off of it, you probably get a better cut than a fella like myself. So for now, I'm just glad people can get the music, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. However they're able to get it, you know.
Yeah. And we got, are you familiar with Rob Wagner? He's a guy, he films stuff. Detroit Live is his website.
Yep. Yeah. I see him at shows all the time, yep. You know, doing videos.
Yep. So it's funny, I ran into him one time, and I said, Rob, man, I've been doing good things in the music scene. I don't feel like I fully arrived until you or his daughter, Shayla. I said, until one of you guys films us. And he was at the Pig and Whiskey this summer.
Okay.
And so I was really glad he was there because he took some great videos, and I think the band was particularly on that day. And it's the latest lineup of the Miracle Men. And we also had Jared Champion on the keys.
Okay.
Jared Champion is like the fifth Beatle.
Okay.
He's the fifth Miracle Man, and we call on him. We call on his superpowers on the ivories at big shows. He'll be there with us tomorrow night, actually.
Okay.
At the Park Bar with Dupe. He's a great keyboard player. Plays with the Sights, Brunswick Brawlers, the Barrel Street Brothers is his other band. He plays a lot of stuff, and he's great. He's in demand for good reason. But anyways, Rob videotaped us, so if people just want to hear the latest Miracle Men, that's all over YouTube.
Okay, YouTube would be the place then.
Indeed.
Yeah, Jared, I wasn't here that day. I actually took a vacation day because I needed it, and Roger and Margaret filled in. And they brought Jared on just like a week or two after the Pig Festival.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, he's great. He's outstanding.
I have to get him back on so I can actually see and hear him play.
Yeah, indeed, man.
Or one of his bands, definitely.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what we have now.
Let's see here. I got one. This is for the greatest American poet that ever lived, Mr. Walt Whitman. Everyone knows that to be a fact. If they don't, I'll tell them so as many times as they're willing to listen, and then a few times after that.
There you go.
Anyways, Walt Whitman wrote a book in 1855 called Leaves of Grass, republished in 1861, and then republished about four or five more times before the deathbed edition. So he always said the book was a living thing that just kept growing. But, you know, so he basically has one book, but it's one book as in one person is only one man. So over a lifetime, it became many books. And it's called Leaves of Grass, and I took a lot of imagery from that book. It's sort of my Bible. So I stole a lot of imagery from it. I don't think there's any direct words taken in this song, except for the title, and it's called Leaves of Grass. Girls whose bellies swell,
calluses and the cotton in the field, grown among the common and the wheel, grown among the working men, the field that hammers hell, grown among the girls whose bellies swell. Electrical body and soul, all planted in the leaves of the grass. I know my friends, they're in the end. We'll roll among the leaves of the grass. We'll roll among the leaves, roll among the leaves, roll among the leaves.
Of the grass.
Leaves of Grass. It's a wonderful, wonderful book of poetry if you have not read it.
Walt Whitman.
I'm gonna tune up my guitar here real quick, Scott.
Oh, sure, no
problem.
I broke
a string on that one.
Ah, I thought I heard something. Yeah. I thought you were just getting a little excited there.
That was Walt Whitman's ghost, I think.
He was tapping his toes to that one.
Yeah, indeed. He was a big man, large man. He shook a string loose. I think I could play without it, though.
Oh, do you have another one, or?
I do.
Okay, well, we got...
I don't want to stop the carnival here.
Well, meanwhile, though, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 6, and 5 to 6 is when you can hear live acts, like this gentleman here, Ryan Dillaha, who's performing a couple of shows. He's at the Gaelic League tonight in Corktown for a songwriting showcase, and tomorrow night with his band, The Miracle Men, also playing with Ned Van Gogh and Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, and that's in downtown Detroit. So a couple of shows to look forward to.
Yeah, man, always look forward to both things. I'm lucky to have both things cooking. Can play with the fellas, and when they're not available, I'm just play alone.
And branch off.
Yeah, look forward to both of them, though. The band has been a lot of fun lately, though. I have Jason Portier on the Telecaster, who is lots of people know around town, and he is grew up in Lansing, was in a band there called Ingham County Regulars. They were a really well-known, really great band. Him and his brother Marty was the lead singer. And then I have Jeremy Mackinder on the bass, J.D. Mack. He was in the Dead String Brothers and Whitey Morgan in the 78s. He had a real popular band in the early 2000s called South Normal. So dude has been around. And Jesse Soriano on the drums, he's Jason's oldest pal. They were in Ingham County Regulars together. And so, man, I really got lucky because I guess I've been playing live for maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so. Between those three guys is like over 60 years of experience, like on the road recording. Some real seasoned dudes, so I feel like I usually bring the songs pretty much fully written in terms of lyrics and melodies, but then the arrangement and everything that happens with those guys is...
They fill in the rest.
Yeah, man. You just feel like safe, and they make it so much better, and it has really been a blast. For a guy 40 years old to find a band like this at 40, I feel super, super fortunate.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And like I said, we're going to Mono, Ontario there in mid-November. I'm very excited to record what it is we all do together.
And that'll be a full length, right?
Yeah, definitely. We got 11 or 12 songs right now, so keep pumping them out.
All right.
Yeah. They come easier in the summer for some reason. The fall kind of staunches the wound, I guess. The blood pours less freely.
Especially when you think about the winter coming up.
Yep. So I snuggle in the winter and then write about the snuggling in the spring, I suppose.
Exactly.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah, here's one. I got another one for you. This is one I do with the band. I always say when we do it live, I always say this is about a woman who tried to clear her mind of distractions and get rid of certain habits that are getting in her way of her success and her peace, and taking some yoga classes and is a woman I knew, and this song is about what was left. It's called On Her Mind. Go like this. She ended up with me on her mind.
So long ago, she can't even remember her brand anymore. And she quit all the things that were taking all her time and ended up with me on her mind. When we first met, she'd throw them down like they were going out of style. Now she ain't touched a drop in a lot longer than a while. Always thought she'd meet a man, he'd be so nice and kind. She ended up with me on her mind. She ended up thinking about the way things used to be and how the songs I used to play made her believe. She ended up thinking about the way love almost was about enough to make her forget how to leave. Baby stopped believing in love so long ago. She can't even remember what it was that she'd hoped for. She looked for a reason or a changing of the signs and ended up with me on her mind. She ended up thinking about the way things used to be and how the songs I used to play made her believe. She ended up thinking about the way love almost was about enough to make her forget how to leave. Baby stopped believing in love so long ago. She can't even remember what it was she'd hoped for. She looked for a reason or a changing of the signs and ended up with me on her mind. She looked for a reason or a changing of the signs and ended up with me on her mind. Ended up with me on her mind. She ended up with me on her mind.
All right.
On her mind. Thank you.
So what does that mean, Ryan? You remind her of all her bad habits that she was trying to give up, or what?
Yeah, well, you know, the narrator of the song is who you're referring to. The I, like in Whitman's Song of Myself, the I could be Walt, it could be someone else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, good stuff. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College here in Dearborn, Michigan. This is the Motor Live Drive at Viva Show. As I have said, and live in the studio, we have Ryan Dillaha. All right. It looks like we got a little bit of time there. We got time for one more. Wanted to ask you real quick. I know that's kind of cliche, but I do like to ask some artists of that. If you could play with anybody, live or dead, who would that be?
Man, that's tough. Live or dead. I feel like... Man, why'd you have to say dead? That's unfair. I don't know, man. I gotta say, if you know, gun to my head, I gotta choose one. Otis Redding. Done, Otis Redding. Ryan Dillaha and the Miracle Men opening up for Otis Redding at the Apollo Theater.
You know what? I'm trying to remember. There was another artist here quite a while ago, and I can't even tell you who it was. Said Otis Redding as well.
Yeah, man, that's
something. That's saying
the top. You know, in terms of. You know, I certainly sound nothing at all like Otis Redding, nor does my music. However,
right.
Super, super influenced by the amount of passion mm-hmm. that man poured into a song and a performance. I mean, he's the godhead when it comes to performance for me. If I, you know, if forget playing with somebody, if you could see anyone perform live or dead, it'd be hard for me not to say I want to see Otis Redding. I was thinking Marvin Gaye there for a second, which is to leave out direct influences like, you know, of course I would love to play with Bob Dylan. That'd be awesome.
Of course.
Or just kick it with him, you know, maybe go bowling or play some crochet, lawn
Man,
games.
Just go golfing with him, anything.
You know, something.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more to go. What would you like to play for us, Ryan?
I'll leave you with this one. I like to refer to this one as an agnostic love song because there are no answers here, only questions. It's called Who Made You? Go like this.
Listening to WHFR Dearborn. It's time for Old Time Radio Drama. Thank you much, Ryan, for coming in to play for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks a lot for having me, man, and thanks for all you do for the local music scene, brother. All right.
Take care.
Oh, wait.
What? Wait.
The makers of Jason Sanborn Coffee and Royal Pudding bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Nelson Case, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Radio City, New York, on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snurd, Pat Patrick and Ursel Twing, Matt Crowley, and our special guest, Fred Allen. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Thank you, you lovely Gothamites, you.
Oh, yeah. There's no place like New York in the fall.
No, there is no. I love the way the big wind blows in from the United Nations.
Yes. Charlie, what have you been doing since you've been in town here?
Well, I've been walking in Central Park all day with the girls. Mm-hmm. Walking the floor all night with